This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Caleb Little is joining us. He serves as the administrator of the Kansas Soybean Commission. And Caleb, the United Soybean Board is seeking farmer leaders to serve on the national board, and that gives a chance for a Kansas soybean producer to be a part of that.
The United Soybean Board, which is the organization that oversees the funds for the national checkoff, is seeking their next round of farmer leaders to serve on the board. That board is made up of 78 farmers from across the country, and this year, two of Kansas's three seats are up for re-election.
What's the process that they have to go through?
So in Kansas, our delegates are selected and nominated by the state. So our checkoff organization, the Kansas Soybean Commission, we will put those nominations forward. And then the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Secretary of Agriculture select those individuals from those nominated by each state.
And of course, if they are elected and if they are chosen to be a part of USB's board, what are some of the things that they're going to be looking at while they're on the USB board?
The mission and the vision of the soybean checkoff is really create value for U.S. soybean farmers. So that means investing in research, education, promotion, and other projects around growing U.S. soy. Farmers have to direct those investments through their service on the board, on both the national side and the state side. So it's a lot of project work and a lot of looking through individual efforts and projects and just making sure those farmer dollars are correctly invested. And the latest study, the checkoff's return on investment of $12.34 back to farmers for every dollar they invest, to me really demonstrates how effective that checkoff process really is.
And you can see projects that have been forwarded and have been created by use of checkoff dollars that have really paid dividends.
Absolutely. Things like the biodiesel industry, growing markets and world demand for soy and soy products, other industrial uses like Goodyear actually has a line of tires that use soybean oil. All things that have come about because the checkoff has invested the time and the resources into developing those things.
If there's a Kansas soybean farmer who wants to apply, is there a deadline?
There is. By noon, April 29th, we ask that you fill out a form and return it to us at the office. And that form is found on our website at kansassoybeans.org/form. Or you can just give me a call at the office, 785-271-1030, and we'll get you set up.
That is Caleb Little, who serves as administrator of the Kansas Soybean Commission, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.